You are listening to the Rhino Mentality Podcast with Chris Swenson. Win the inner game with a powerful mindset and superior mental toughness tools.
Welcome to the Rhino Mentality Podcast. I am your host, Chris Swenson, and today I have another mini class for you. And on this mini class, I'm going to talk about giving you a little bit of a kind of a phrase or a mantra or just a simple saying that you can use to help you deal with some difficult times. And it's a simple phrase, and its call is just mainly to keep it in perspective. Keep it in perspective. So in other words, when you're going through a difficult time and you're starting to overwhelm yourself, freak yourself out, remember yourself just to stop and tell yourself to keep it in perspective. Okay? That's it. That's today's lesson. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it could be just that, but I would like to explain it a little bit for you to maybe help you understand. So don't worry. What I'm meaning by keep it in perspective is the fact that don't make something more worse than what it already is. You know, I see this a lot over the years where something happens and man, did they make a mountain out of a molehill, or they make an entire mountain range out of a mountain, right? So let's just take an example. Say somebody goes out and they lose their job, okay? That's tough. That's a difficult thing, I know. But losing your job, there you go. That's all it is. You've lost your job. But what people will do is they'll start thinking about, wow, I've just lost my livelihood. My family is going to starve. How am I going to pay these bills? Man, they're going to come take my cool truck away. They're going to take away the house. Everybody's going to look at us wrong. We're going to be in the streets. Right? Man, you lost your job. That's it right now. Why are you making it more than what it is? You know? Sometimes you lose your job. Boy, you've lost your own sense of who you are. No, you lost your job. You didn't lose your sense of who you are. You haven't lost your truck. You lost your job. Right? So keep it in perspective. Deal with what you've got in front of you. Don't make it bigger than what it is. Because when we make it bigger than what it is, man, it's like the whole mind and body sits back and goes like, holy crap. We didn't only lost our job. Look, did you hear about everything that's gone on? All of this other stuff has happened. Right? And they start to freak out, and the body starts to freak out. Well, that's not good for you. How is that supposed to help you bounce back? All right? Now, here's an example. Is every year I help out, I volunteer at a haunted house for a local nonprofit as they utilize the haunted house to raise money. Well, this haunted house is actually haunted. Stuff does happen there. So one night, my wife had forgot something over there. And wasn't going to head over there the next day and wanted to really work on this stuff at home. So I told her, why don't we just go get the keys and just cruise on over there and just get it? Which is what we started doing. And as we're driving over there, she's like, oh, wow, we're going to enter this building by ourselves. It's dark. You know, in other words, she's starting to freak herself out. Oh, my gosh, what if we see this? What if something happens? And you can already see that she's starting to get herself freaked up. When actually, we're riding in the car. That's all we're doing right now. But her mind and body, man, it is not keeping in perspective. Because in her, she's over at the haunted house in her mind, seeing things and having stuff happen to her that are freaking her out like on the movies. Now, for me, I'm sitting back like, no. Right now, I'm just driving in a car. That's it. I'm not going to sit there and focus on something when it isn't happening. When it happens, I will stand up and meet the demands of the situation. But until then, I don't need to subject myself to that. So I continued to drive, right? Now, it probably didn't help my wife, and I'm like, yeah, actually, in the movies, it's always those two idiots that forgot something and went back into the haunted house and something happens to them. And I said it jokingly. I didn't really mean it all that bad. But anyhow, eventually, she's just getting herself worked up. But we go into the haunted house. We go through all the rooms, and we get what we need, and we leave, and nothing happened. That was it. See? Nothing happened. They were just fine. But anyways, in her mind, man, I'll tell you what, that was one hell of an emotional experience to ride over and go do that. When she was done, it was like there was a sigh of relief. Just, Whoa. And I'm like, man, all we did is drove over and went in a building and got an item. Because there's no need to make it more worse than what it is. Okay? So the idea gets to be is keep it in perspective. That's the big thing that I want to emphasize on this episode. No matter what it is that's happening, you keep it in perspective. Right? Somebody writes you a bad letter. What makes the letter bad? First of all, the letter is a sheet of paper with words on it. That's all it is. But it comes bad because of how you, what does it mean to you? You know, when you lost your job, what does that mean to you? All it is you lost your job. But the meaning you assign is the perspective I'm talking about. If you're a sports team and you're down 8-0, and it's getting to be the end of the game in a baseball game, what's that going to mean? Hell, to me, all it is a number on a scoreboard. That's all it is. I mean, if you make that out to be, we're losers, we suck, we're going to lose, you know, everybody's going to hate us. Now, if we go into all that stuff, man, you're making it more than what it is. It's nothing but a score on a board. That's all it is. If you want to be able to come back and bounce back, you need to keep it in perspective. Okay? So, as you go out today and in your lives, or you hear people talk about it, you will see that sometimes people add more to the situation than what's necessary. So remind yourself to use that phrase from time to time. Keep it in perspective. You know, there's a lot of information out there today on mental toughness and self-mastery. In fact, you could spend almost a lifetime trying to read, study, to be able to learn everything there is and implement it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody that would be able to already have done all that homework for you, has done all the reading, has done all the school of hard knocks with it, and has developed just a simple step process that you could just plug into and do and then improve your mental toughness and mental self-mastery? Wouldn't that be great? Well, I have that for you. In fact, I'm willing to give it away free as an outline, just a simple outline for you to know that you can begin to plug in. And what it is it becomes the 5 proven steps to improve mental toughness and self-mastery. These are the 5 proven steps that I have used with countless others over the years to improve their mental toughness and self-mastery. So all you need to do is go head over to rhinomentality.com, click on the 5 steps, put your name and email in there, and the 5 steps guide will be delivered automatically to your email directly. In addition, with that 5 steps outline, you also get some training tips and tools that you can use to start implementing immediately to get yourself on your improvement regimen. So, without further ado, head over to rhinomentality.com and click on the 5 steps and get your free 5 steps guide today.